With Blazer News, I'm Dave Foster, 91.1 The Blazer, WVUBHD. Bicknell Police and the Knox County Coroner's Office are investigating the death of a 22-year-old man. Coroner Brian Hagen says at 2:36 Sunday morning, Knox County Central Dispatch received a call and responded to a resident in the 400 block of Main Street in Bicknell. According to Hagen, the 22-year-old man was found at his girlfriend's home and had died from an injury sustained in the home. The name of the victim still not being released. Hagen says it's an ongoing investigation. Two people arrested on Sunday night for minor consuming at 8th and Harrison in Vincennes. Vincennes police report that 19-year-old Blaze M. Seal and 18-year-old Marion Lee Young II were taken into custody at 9:40 p.m. on the charge. At 10:20 last night, Vincennes police made a traffic stop in the 1200 block of Willow. 43-year-old Ventura Maida Aldo was arrested for criminal recklessness and public intoxication. Knox County Development Corporation Executive Director Kent Utt hopes his recent visit to China will pay dividends down the road. Utt was accompanied on the trip by Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum and VU President Chuck Johnson. Utt says the Vincennes group was treated very graciously during the trip, which included visits with government officials and Chinese business leaders. Utt says the officials they met with were eager to learn about Knox County and what opportunities there might be to invest in some future venture.
Did meet with an individual that was part of the delegation of government officials that was in Shui, is the sister city that we partnered with, and they have a fishery business. So they're looking to expand operation, put a production site for harvesting Asian carp.
Utt says the delegation from the region they visited will be making a trip to Knox County in October. He hopes to showcase technology in Knox County to officials as well as what resources are available here. Indiana Governor Mike Pence is getting support from some Republican bigwigs ahead of the Republican National Convention starting today in Cleveland.
Our state is inspiring the nation, and I'm going to take Hoosier ideals to Washington, D.C.
I'm Chris Davis. That's Governor Mike Pence at his welcome home ceremony, which was Saturday at the Indy Executive Airport. Now that he is Donald Trump's running mate and he's going to speak Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention, Republicans are giving him high marks, like Steve Scalise, Majority Whip of the U.S. House.
And he's somebody that's going to help work with Congress to get this country back on track.
And former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who was one of Trump's other choices, he says to shore up the traditional conservative Republicans.
I think that Mike is frankly stronger than I am.
And one of Trump's top advisors, Paul Manafort, says despite what you've been hearing, there were no second thoughts about Governor Pence. Chris Davis, Network Indiana.
More news at WVUBHD.com. I'm Dave Foster, Blazer 91.1 WVUB.